Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
The great man himself on this Sunday, Beckenham, remembers its most famous musical son, David Bowie. The Croydon Road Recreational Ground will host a festival in homage to the one held there by David Bowie in 1969. He actually organised the whole thing. The concert aims to raise funds to restore the Victorian bandstand on which Bowie performed. We can talk now to the Natasha Rajovilau, who's one of the organisers of Memory of a Free Festival, and she joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hello.
It must have been an incredible event that David Bowie, before he was massive, organised himself back in 1969. Just tell us a bit what it was like.
Well, I wasn't around at that time.
What you've heard of it.
What I know of it, it was actually a team of people. It was something that was called an arts lab, and Mary Finnegan was a great part of it at the time, and it was really a joint effort, and this is exactly what it is now.
And you need to raise money for the bandstand, don't you, which
exactly.
is why you put this on.
Exactly. The bandstand needs roof repairs and substantial renovations done to it, so we're trying to raise the awareness and the funds to restore this historic, beautiful bandstand.
And David Bowie himself has contributed some items to that end. Tell us about that.
Well, he has. So, wonderful news, really. Well, a few months ago, when was that again? I have written to David Bowie asking him to sign something for the auction to help us raise the funds, and he did. So, really quite wonderful thing. And Mark Adams, he runs davidbowie.com, he brought me the news. He telephoned to say that the request has been answered and David will be signing some things for our auction.
Fantastic. He's never forgotten his roots, has he? Wonderful. Listen, we're going to be hearing some bands who are going to be playing at the festival in the final hour. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, for telling us all about it. Natasha Rajovilau, who's one of the organisers of that free festival this weekend. More on that coming up in the next hour of the show. And keep your calls, texts and emails coming in on people that you saw before they were famous. And especially if you were at that particular gig.
Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you.
The great, the god that is David Bowie. This Sunday, Beckenham will remember its most famous musician. David Bowie there. Here he goes again. Feels like sacrilege to talk over this, but I have to. The Croydon Road Recreational Ground will host a festival in homage to the one held there that David Bowie helped organise back in 1969. The concert aims to raise funds to restore the Victorian bandstand on which Bowie performed the following year. So we thought it'd be nice to hear from some of the local acts who are going to be performing there this weekend. Joining us in the studio are two of the musicians who are playing, Rafe Mantelli and Richard Smith. They're from Southeast London, and they are the group Rafe and O. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Claire.
Thank you so much for coming in. Can I just say, Rafe, your eye makeup looks amazing. I'd have to get up so early to do that. I really would.
It's Raph.
I'm so terribly sorry. Let's start as we mean to go on. Get your name right. I mean, how honoured are you? It's quite a significant historical recreation, this, isn't it? Recreation, rather, of what happened. Richard, how do you feel about performing at this festival?
Reasonably mind-blown, to say the least. It's been, 44 years since we've had this, festival that David arranged. And, to get to do something like this that may... Who knows when it may happen again?
Yeah.
If it happens again. And I, as a by note, I thought it's quite interesting that we would be doing something, perhaps, if it comes around at the same frequency. It's like Halley's Comet will come around before, it's,
don't hold your breath. How much of an influence has David Bowie been on you and your music?
For me, personally, it has had an effect. I do like what Bowie does, particularly the 70s year of his work, but...
I'm the big Bowie fan.
You're the big Bowie fan. How did I know that? You've got red hair and amazing eye makeup. Of course. Why am I talking to you? Well, how much of an impact has it had on you as a musician, staying in this tradition as you are?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, it's a massive artist in terms of he's done so much to, basically is mixing elements of popular music and the underground, and basically is created this cut for himself, this beautiful, distinctive career, which is ever winding.
And we just all love it when he comes up with new stuff, and it's still so vital and it's still so good. And my goodness, if you could be a musician and have that longevity, it's a fantastic thing. Yeah. So listen, you're playing this weekend around about 3 o'clock at the Bandstand. The event is called Memory of a Free Festival. He actually wrote a song called that, about the festival. You have that in your repertoire, but you're not going to sing it. You're going to do some Bowie from Aladdin Sane. What are you going to play for us?
Well, actually, we're going to play the single which we have released last May, and is our take on Lady Grinning Soul.
Lady Grinning Soul from Aladdin Sane. Take it away, guys.
Thank you. She'll come. She'll come. She'll leave. Even you asking to wear my skill. The lady from another grinning soul.
That free music festival, in the memory of the free festival, rather, at Beckenham and the Bandstand there, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Raf Mantelli and Richard Smith from South East London, that group, Raf, and beautiful stuff, and David Bowie sending in some LPs that you can buy as well to try and do up the Bandstand there.